Real talk, pop culture junkies. It's your boy Mars. I gotta talk about the She-Hulk shit real quick, cause I'm seeing a lot of shit online. A lot of people. All the communities is kind of divided on this. You got, cause I don't really want to go in on niggas like that. I like a lot of y'all niggas, but I gotta go in. It's a lot of beta ass niggas out here, bro. And that's the only explanation I can get for why you're choosing this piece of shit show as like, I'm gonna live and die on this. It's like, bro, niggas complained about pretty much everything when it didn't deliver. And when it delivered, it was like, okay. But you can't deliver a masterpiece and then follow up with like some Chip and Dale shit, bro. Like, I don't know. My issue with the She-Hulk shit is the writer, the main writer, she never, hold on. The main writer, she never read the comic book. And if you read the original, or not even the original She-Hulk, if you just read the Jim Byrne version, or Jim Byrne volume, the Byrne volume, that's what they're trying to go for. That's the version that they want to put on screen, right? Not the modern version, not the ultimate version, or nothing like that, even though they gave us the ultimate fucking Marvel as the template for the, you know, flagship of the MCU, you know, product. These niggas, you know, doing what they want to do. Now they're using the 70s version of, they're using the 70s version of the She-Hulk. I got people in my background. I wish they would just get on the fucking elevator and shut the fuck up, but you know, that'd be too much, like, right. But anyway, they want to use the 70s version of She-Hulk, or 80s version, 70s, 80s version of She-Hulk, in the modern setting or whatever, even though you're using the goddamn 2000s version of the Avengers as the template of what the fuck you doing, right? And that shit just don't fucking work. It don't work, because you didn't establish all this multiverse shit and all this other shit. So who the fuck is she doing the fourth wall shit to? Right, so you're trying to mesh another product, Deadpool, with another product, the Hulk. And it's not, it's not executed right. Same thing with the Wonder Woman 84. They want to say that dudes is just being misogynistic. No. You had Wonder Woman grab a motherfucking cloud with a fucking lasso. And that's fucking stupid, bro. Do you get what I mean? You had a nigga who had mind control powers granting wishes in a fucking movie. It was just an insult, bro. It was an insult. Nobody wants to see your like, if this not something you pass, that's what I'm saying. Like, stop hiring people that don't have a passion for this shit. Because you want to, you get what I mean? You got somebody else trying to make a name for themselves, and they just putting these writers into the fucking blender, dog. And you can see that in the writing of She-Hulk when they go through the whole, or they just hired you because you're a Hulk. But look what I got, though. I got this office, we get these free drinks, and we get the perks, girl, and da 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 da. Because they hired you just because, you know, you're a woman. And they didn't care if you was a mediocre ass writer. They just was like, look, I got this thing going on, and I need a woman. Woman, 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 come on. And that's how they, that's really how this shit feel. And they just put some shit together, and well, this is the version of the shit, and they like glanced over it, and it wasn't really no connection there. And she took her ideas and took advantage of having the liberty of, well, I'm in control, and you get this piece of shit. And then now the people telling you it's a piece of shit that got nuts in it that hurt or whatever. You just oh, you just don't like women advancing, and you just this and you just that. But what about shows like Buffy the Vampire Slayer? What about shows like Alias? What about shows like Sabrina the Teenage Witch? What about shows like what's another female slayer show that was that niggas watched and he was like, god damn, like that was my shit. The Vampire Diaries. Yeah, a whole bunch of shit that had a lot of women in the lead roles, or you know, Witchblade. You know what I mean? Yeah, like you had certain shit that had a following or a cult following or whatever. Nigga, I'd even say Sailor Moon. You got, it's like the shit knows its own universe. It sticks to the rules, and you can suspend disbelief watching the shit because you know the rules, the show know the rules, and now you can follow the story. The story is of the week or the day or whatever the fuck is XYZ, and long as it follows that path or whatever, boom. This show does not do that. This show acknowledges the history before it and then wipes its ass with it. And it's like, what the fuck am I watching? And then they tell you, oh, well, this is a show for women, and da da da. But it's in the spot of the main Marvel event. So why would you write that like that? And you're wrong for coming up with that. You're wrong. I mean, you're wrong for coming to that conclusion. You're wrong for coming to that conclusion. And that's crazy to me. I had to text that person, tell them I'm recording. That's crazy to me that you were wrong for coming to the conclusion of, you know, I don't like this product. And it's like, well, if you don't like this product, that's because you're not smart enough to like it, or it wasn't meant for you to like. Or it's like, what the fuck? Nah, now you're insulting your audience. Why would you alienate your audience? It's like, I don't know if it's a generational thing where flushing shit down the drain is like, I'm being bad, or, you know, I don't know what the fuck, it's like, what the fuck is happening? What? You get what I mean? That's what it feels like. Like, you're that thirsty for clout or whatever the fuck that, like that's like with the twerking thing. It was like, well, we got Megan Thee Stallion, so we're gonna have a She-Hulk twerk. It's like, I mean, yeah, She-Hulk was a sexualized character or whatever, but why are you having feminists write this shit then? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It's dumb. I don't like what they did with the Hulk. I don't like that. Like, it's no reason for him to even be the Hulk when they talk over the phone. Like, how much time has elapsed? You get what I mean? He says he's a bit. It's like, it would make more sense that he's just the Hulk when she's around him. It would be a better scene if he just turned into the Hulk once she started talking. You get what I'm saying? It's a lot. There's a lot to unpack, bro. It's a lot of dumb dialogue. Like, it's the last episode of Rick and Morty season 5. Evil Morty says, nothing matters anymore. Dialogue doesn't matter anymore now that I've done that thing that I wanted to do. That's what watching that shit feels like. Like you're watching the dialogue at the end of Rick and Morty season 5, bro. The season finale. Nothing matters anymore now that I'm doing that thing that I wanted to do. That's how they wrote it. That's how it's playing out on screen. And that's how they're acting when you tell them, like, hey man, it's a bad product. Well, it doesn't matter. And if you don't, it doesn't matter. It's nothing wrong with the product. Like, what? Like, no, look right here. he stopped like a gigantic, you know, thing the size of like four streets, but like a little bitty ass saucer like knocked him and baby girl out the motherfucking car. No, not only that, a Jeep, a fucking Jeep, could knock this nigga into like to where he knocking trees and cracking boulders and shit over, and don't leave no dent on the Jeep. Like, it's like, why did they rush her shit? Why did they rush her shit? Like, you could have had it fun. That's what I'm saying. Had it been more diverse writing, had it been more diverse writers, had it been more diverse, which is, I thought, what the fuck was their message, right? They would have came to that conclusion, like, hey, man, you need more character to this story y'all telling. You know, I get it's supposed to be silly and funny or whatever, but, you know, source material and the elements that it come from, you know, touch on some shit. Because from my understanding of the She-Hulk, nigga, like, yeah, she could change back and forth between Jennifer and She-Hulk, but for whatever reason, you know, she chose to just stay as the She-Hulk most of the time. You know, you've seen her even when she was with her lovers or whatever. So it was like, well, why don't y'all women touch on, you know, why would a woman do some shit like that? You know what I mean? Or like the whole person persona thing or whatever, some shit like that. Y'all could have went Black Mirror with it and still kept it funny, goofy or whatever. She still could have twerked, all that goofy shit. All that shit could have still happened. It's the character development. Why did you rush it? That shit could have went 2-3 episodes like you did with every other goddamn character. Y'all done built up, you know what I'm saying, TV show wise. WandaVision, motherfucking Loki, what's that nigga name, the last nigga, Moon Knight. Like, it's a lot of shit y'all, you know, y'all got a formula, and this right here is like bleach. You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody just poured bleach in your formula, bro. Like, it's not properly written. It's just not properly written. And I don't like that a lot of dudes is coming online, because I really don't believe these niggas watch that shit. I feel like these niggas see it's something to play devil's advocate for, and that's what they doing. They just go play devil's advocate for some garbage ass shit. Like, oh, She-Hulk is, you know, I don't understand. It's just like, these the niggas that's just like, it's just a TV show. Why y'all want y'all niggas shut up? Like, that's basically what it is. Like, you didn't watch the show. You just don't like seeing niggas say that they don't like it for whatever fucking reason, and you think you're gonna get some points with some women off of it, but they don't even like the show. They even got YouTube channels dedicated to saying that they don't like the show. It was women, what's that white girl name? The Star Wars girl. She'll tell you in a heartbeat that shit is some ass, bro. The Star Wars girl will tell you in a heartbeat that shit is some ass. So there's women that don't like the show, bro, because it's an insult. You coming at them, shoving the product down their throat, telling them what they should like, telling them what they should want, telling them, you know. And it's not sincere. It's not sincere at all, nigga. Because if it was sincere, they would have went and got women comic book writers to do that shit in, if they was going to do all women motherfucking writers or some shit. Somebody who understood the comic book concept, comic book flow, comic book fans, what works, what doesn't work. It would have gave them better exposure. That would have been a way more progressive move than just, we want all these women writers, and you just fucking Craigslist that shit. You know what I'm saying? Or fucking basically just draw a lottery and just pull names out of a fucking hat, and then, you know, whoever take this deal, that's the team. Like, you don't even see if it was any chemistry or no shit like that. And another thing, I didn't see no motherfucking black women, because you got an Asian woman, which kind of is a woman of color, and then you got, I think, some Latinos or whatever, but the majority is white bitches. And I don't see no women. I don't see no urban. Well, other than Latino women, I don't see no urban women represented on that shit. And then Megan Thee Stallion go on there, and her first thing to do is to twerk. Now, this motherfucker is a supposedly college-educated woman, but it makes you question why her first appearance on a fucking TV show is some shit she already known for. Not, you know, I want to play... like Ice-T is the opposite of what he fucking was when he fucking came out of entertainment. He was saying fuck the police, and now he's a motherfucking police officer on motherfucking Law and Order. Do you get what I mean? He was a fucking police officer, and you know what I'm talking about? Cause I'm all juiced up and shit right now. The Nino Brown movie, bro. Can't think of the fucking name of it, bro. But that movie, bro. Where they was in the Carter and shit. You know what I'm saying? Chris Rock was the crackhead. That nigga was a police officer. He was an undercover police officer. Now motherfucking movie, bro. And that wasn't even 2 months longer than he was saying, fuck the motherfucking police, bro. You get what I'm saying? So, what I'm saying is representation matters. And how she represented was, you know, I don't know what the fuck nationality the motherfucker She-Hulk is, because if I'm not mistaken, her actual actress is Latina or some type of Spanish or some shit like that. And Mark Ruffalo's, I'm not mistaken, motherfucking Italian. I don't know how the fuck that works in universe. But my thing is, she's a lawyer. The other Latina is a legal aid or whatever the fuck, paralegal, whatever. The other women on the show are motherfucking lawyer friends or professional women and all this other bullshit. But the rapping bitch is ghetto, ratchet when she talk with her hands and all this fucking 40-inch claws on her shit, and then she twerk and shit, and, you know, buffoonery, bro. Buffoonery. Coonery buffoonery, bro. And y'all like, why she can't come? You know what I'm saying? Basically, is what the fuck I'm hearing, bro. It's like, damn, I can't expect more from a nigga who's just bragging about graduating from fucking college, bro. You get what I'm saying? I just graduated from college. Twerk time. Like, y'all sending car crash messages. It's like literally, like one message, then another message. And it's a car crash in the mind of the nigga you just gave these messages to. Because it's like, wait a minute. What? You get what I'm saying? So, yeah. Everybody was confused that why this was such a big deal, because it was supposed to sell something. It was supposed to sell more subscriptions. It was supposed to get more viewers or something, when it really just made more people with a fucking brain realize what's going on. And this is a bad product. This is just a bad product, bro. That's all it is. So... watch that shit on your own if you want to, bro. I'm not watching that shit, man. Because I just needed the first two episodes to see what the fuck was really good. And ain't nothing good about that show, bro. Like, they need to get new writers, man. If they bring that shit back, they need to get new writers, bro. Because that shit ass. It's ass. Or they need to go ahead and hurry up and rewrite the last 3-4 fucking episodes of that shit. Cause that shit ass where it's going, or whatever it's setting up. Like, I don't know. We'll see. I might watch the finale to see how they you know, tie the bow on this turd. But it's a turd, bro. It's a fucking turd. And it ain't like they didn't make turds before, man. Like I said, WandaVision was straight, bro. Is a masterpiece compared to this shit. But WandaVision was funny. It was like, okay, it set up the Doctor Strange movie. And the Doctor Strange movie basically was the WandaVision movie minus Vision, bro. Like, I don't like that either. I don't think a lot of people like that shit, because you got these characters taking a backseat to other characters, which is clever if it was done better, you know what I mean? Like, releasing all these random fucking series that are not connecting shit. Like shit still ain't been connected from that Loki shit, for example. Nothing's been connected from that shit. And then, like I said, I think you get hacky ass writers who are like, oh, you put Easter eggs in it, and so now you gotta show She-Hulk, which is just Easter egg after Easter egg after Easter egg, and it's like that go nowhere. It's like the Sony Spider-Man movies where they showed you all those motherfucking, you know, villain costumes, and then they just canceled the series. Like, that's what She-Hulk is feeling like. Like, it's just a bunch of just gas that's full of itself. It's gas that's getting high off its own gas. It's like, oh my God, bro. Like I said, it's cringy. It's so fucking cringy, bro, because it's just like, man, where the fuck is this shit going, bro? That's where you're on the edge of your seat, bro. You're on the edge of your seat. Just where, like, when you're just trying to get the fuck off a bus. Like, what street is this? You know what I'm saying? That's how niggas is watching this shit. Like, what fucking street is this, bro? Other than that, man, I still don't know what's up with the Ezra Miller shit, because if that movie come out, bro, are you gonna watch it? You know, that Flash? I mean, I love Michael Keaton, and it'll be, he old, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, fuck, bro, I wanna see these niggas Batman one more fucking time. Like, Jesus Christ, and, you know, they act like they can't hold this person accountable, and it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous, man. They should just recast, dog, like they did with the Aquaman movie. But, you know, this is one of those them day people, and them people get, you know, special privileges for whatever fucking reason. But he's one of them day people, so he get, you know, they don't know what to do. You know what I mean? So it's a interesting. Like I said, Will Smith slapped the nigga, didn't catch no charges. They know he can't do shit. They don't want to fuck with him no more. This nigga done beat people up, went in their house, all type of shit. Kids missing. They don't know what to do. They so lost. They confused. It's some funny shit, bro. But it's your boy Mars. Real talk, pop culture junkies. I'm out.